Scottsdale is one of the first cities to decide it's time to make water cuts. It receives about 70% of its water supply from the Colorado River. Most residents won't feel the impact of the latest cuts at their faucets, but Brian Biesmeyer, the executive director of Scottsdale Water, says the city is asking residents to conserve, especially when it comes to outdoor usage.
Let our residents know that it's a serious situation. We have enough water for our residents, but we really wanted them to understand the serious nature of the Colorado River cutbacks.
The seriousness of a decades-long drought does not just extend to people living in Scottsdale. Residents living outside the city can also be affected, depending on what kind of water systems are used on their property.
Couldn't imagine not having water to our home.
For the past decade, Meredith DeAngelis serviced her home with hauled water from Scottsdale.
So I have hauled water out here. So a truck comes, delivers our water, currently getting it from City of Scottsdale, and then they fill our water tank.
But as part of the Tier 1 water shortage stage, the city recently decided they will no longer service water hauling in her area, leaving DeAngelis in need of a quick solution.
This neighborhood is just a glimpse of what's to come for the rest of the state.
Biesmeyer says the city itself is keeping its promise to cut back on its own water usage.
Try to up our own game with a pledge of saving 5% at city facilities as well.
But the city can't do it alone. They're also asking residents to do their part in better managing their personal water usage. One way people can do that is by changing the landscape to xeriscaping, which requires little to no irrigation, something DeAngelis is already doing.
Not watering big yards and grass and thinking what we're doing with golf courses and all of those things, we're going to have to get really creative to conserve water.
Scottsdale may be the first city in Maricopa County to implement a Tier 1 water management plan. But if the drought continues, more cities could face similar cuts. Luke Vickery, Cronkite News.